Blog Talk Radio.
They really overdo it when they do it. I'm embarrassed to a certain degree. I'm very embarrassed to a certain degree, dude.
Why are you embarrassed?
Because, man, we have friends that are up north, and they get like 20 feet of snow. And we get half an inch of snow, and everything shut down.
Right, right.
That's kind of embarrassing, man. Speaking of embarrassing, please tell me why our co-hosts are not here today.
You know what, man? This month, Hay will be docked.
Nah, man. Ass will be kicked.
I want they cut.
Nah, man. I'm like, you know, this is the second day of the year. You calling in sick. You missing in action in Alabama. Yeah, I'm talking about you because I know you're listening. How you gonna be missing in Alabama in sick?
Right.
How many times have I done the show sick?
Plenty of times. I mean, I know I've done it sick a few times too.
Yeah.
But we're the middle man, you know what I'm saying? It's Alan and Kevin. We thought it was Nick and Dan too. I guess it's just Alan and Kevin, man. I don't know.
Craig and Day Day.
Yeah, okay. That is true.
Craig and Day Day.
Combination.
I'm so disappointed at them right now, man. It's like, okay, you know, we can't start the first season. This is embarrassing. Then this is a high impact show. We need them today. We need a female perspective. We want another male's perspective. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, we got. I know you all seen the post that we posted out about the show. I know you all are excited about today's show because we are too. And we hope you all come with it, especially the ladies. That's what we want to hear from today. Really, the ladies.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the guys, we talk about this all the time, but we really want to hear what you all female think about this particular topic. I know in the past you all say we have some crazy topics or y'all trying to start some or, you know, it's life. We talk about these things anyway. We're going to put it out there, and today we just came straight up front with it. You know, Kevin came up with this great idea about this particular show, and we kind of just added to it and, you know, brought out, you know, some of his things that he wanted to bring to the show. And, you know, we're going to elaborate a little bit more. You know
what?
Can I say something?
It's real nice how you just blame that on me.
Hold on. Now you're putting it like...
That was beautiful, I must say. Touché.
I'm not blaming you, man. I'm just showing where, you know, this great topic, you know, I'm giving credit to the person who came up with this great topic for the day. That's what I'm doing.
I mean, it's not...
Look at it that way.
Man, it's us, man.
Hey, man.
I'm just saying, son. That was beautiful. I was like, yeah, KG, Kevin came up. See, I'm surprised you say my whole name. Kevin, KG, Gordon came up with this topic by itself.
I mean, it ain't like your name ain't hard to find anyway.
I'm just saying, though, man, you're going to have these girls out here looking me up, trying to find me. Yeah, he didn't want to find that crap.
They ain't going to do that to you. But anyways, people, you know, we have a great topic today. You know, of course, the title of today's subject is What Makes You Think You Deserve All This? And of course, we are talking about our black women. You know, we were going to, you know, make it like a gender bias, but we're going to talk about men and women. But we just said, hold up. Let's talk about these women this time. And then, you know, we'll let y'all get on us next time. Maybe, depending on your comments today. So, but if you read the description, if you read what we sent out, you know, about the particular show on Facebook and all our other forms of media, you'll see that we're talking about, of course, in relationships. Just because you look a certain way, your status meets a certain criteria, or you do certain things to fulfill your partner, such as like fixing him a bologna sandwich and some french fries and making him some good Kool-Aid. But what makes you think you deserve all this? You know, people get comfortable, lazy, and sometimes complacent in their relationships and feel like they deserve what they are getting out of the relationship. But one thing that they forget to remember is, what are you giving back to the relationship?
Yeah.
One thing, you know, some of the things in which we're going to discuss with you all today, why do some women, not all women, some women feel that just because you give a man sex, they do not have to bring anything else into the relationship? Also, do women feel that their bedroom tricks opt them out of having to have other attributes such as cleaning, cooking, and having a J-O-B? And also, women with the I am princess queen syndrome, should we blame them or should we blame their fathers for this particular attitude? And what makes a woman a queen and why? You know, that's the last question. That's pretty much a good question we're definitely going to explore. And, you know, we really want to hear what you all have to say about these particular questions that we have for today. If you're on the line, make sure you press 1. If you're on the chat board, put your comments there. We'll definitely get to them. And if you see me on Facebook, instant message me. You know, if you have any comments, I'll definitely get to them. But let your voice be heard.
Mm-hmm.
This is the opinionated show that allows you to speak.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't speak, you're not helping yourself. What was that?
I know we had a lot of people talking a lot of smack this week, man, before the show. What y'all mean? I'm like, if the brick is thrown in the crowd and you get hit, you holler.
Right.
So, is it about you? I don't know. Maybe it is. But I know this much. You tell me, like Al said, what makes you think you deserve all the things that you get just because you think you putting something in? You ain't putting in on this. You ain't
nothing.
No good. That's what it really is.
Nothing.
No
nothing.
Good. I'm going to tell you something, Al. This leads us to our first song. We're going to take it back. This ain't even barbershop music. Old man barbershop music, which Jen loved to call it. This just some old school in itself. You're listening to the Middleman Talk Show on Blog Talk Radio. We in our second show of the year. I'm excited about this upcoming year, man. Hey, Al, we're going to bring it for them this year, baby.
Most definitely, man.
We
3 years in the making, man.
And if you on the line right now, you know 5 other people. Call them right now when we play this song. Tell them, hey, tune in to the Middleman Show. Phone lines are open. If you got anything you want to say, the phone lines are open. That number again is 718-508-9972. Now, the things that we say and play on this show is on us, and it's opinionated. So if you want to
right.
get with us, dial that number. Press that 1. You can get over on that web chat. I'm over there. We wide open.
Yep,
you know,
I'm over there.
Oh, you over there? Okay, all right.
Oh, yeah, I'm in there.
See you now, boy. See, it's kind of difficult doing the show just me and you. We done got so used to them other two. Man, like we might have to revert a little bit. I hate to say it. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, man, shouts out to our man Nick Eaton, too. Look, we could have been big up with him on this show. He just got off the Steve Harvey Morning Show winning the sing-off competition. And we can't even give him praise this week, dog. I guess he won too much money. Probably over in Vegas gambling. He ain't in Alabama. He in Vegas.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, right.
Well, this
man.
Is the first song of the day by Betty Everett. And it's called You're No Good. You're listening to the Middleman on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all tune in. This conversation about to get heated. Check it out.
Yeah, you took it back with that one,
man. Yeah, I did. That's Eddie Everett, man. You're no good.
Sound like some real instruments in the background.
Man, now you rarely hear that now.
Nah.
Give a shout out to Black Man 37 over there on the chat, man. What's good, my man? Hey, but you know what? That song actually fits the criteria for today.
Most
a lot of no good people out there.
It do. It do.
You no good, some of my mama mama.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
it
was
good. The show is about to get edited. Once you see the title, what makes you think you deserve all this? And of course, we're talking about our black women today and women in general. You know, we're not gonna, you know, just beat y'all down today because that's not what we do. We just want y'all to see how we feel as men, and we want to express our opinion. Sometimes we want to see what you all think about some of the questions we ask our guys about their women sometimes, or about our women sometimes. So we want to see what you all think. And some of the questions in which we're going to be identifying today is that, why do some women, you know, feel like they deserve what they're getting out of a relationship, but you're not giving anything back? You know, why do you feel like you deserve all the things that you get in a relationship, such as gifts and money and all that? You know, why do you feel like you deserve all that if you're not putting anything back in a relationship? And why do some women feel like just because you give a man sex, that you don't have to bring anything else into the relationship? You know? Also, we want to talk about, you know, if you have specific bedroom tricks, you know, why do you feel like that opts you out of having to have other attributes, such as cooking, cleaning, or J-O-B? Now, we do have a lot of black women, you know, that are, you know, very educated, they have jobs, but why are you putting your job before love, you know, when you can have a love from a man? You know what I'm saying? So that's another question we should have added, you know, to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you know, women with the I am a princess queen syndrome, you know, who should we blame for that? Should we blame them, or should we blame their fathers for this particular attitude? And also, we want to know from y'all women out there, what makes you a queen and why? Now, we have a lot of female followers, a lot of female listeners. But if you don't let your voice be heard, how can you say, I mean, you know, how can you defend this argument, you know, that the middleman is having with you all today? So we want to hear from you all today. Make sure you call in, press number one, and defend the argument. If you're on the chat board, put your argument up there. We'll read it out for you if you don't want to talk on the air. But
yeah,
let's go and get into it, G. So, now, of course, you know, we're going to start off with, you know, people getting complacent in the relationship, and they feel like, you know, they deserve what they're getting out of the relationship. But are you giving back to the relationship? No.
I mean, that's something right there that we all as fellas go through and observe from other people. You ever notice, like, one of your homeboys that got this chick, man, she always wants you to take a shower. She always wants to go out to eat. She always wants to spend your old money. But you look at the whole situation, you like, man, what is she doing? I know everybody had a situation like that, or almost had a situation like that.
Okay. I mean, what's the purpose? What is the purpose behind that anyway? You know, I mean, well, really, the purpose is materialistic thing, just because, you know, you ain't got no job, or maybe you ain't got the money, or maybe your daddy ain't going to get it for you. I'm going to mooch off my guy. I know he'll get it for me.
Well, I mean, it's later on in the conversation, but maybe they learned it from their father. You know, you got a lot of girls out there when they were kids, they were giving everything, and they think they deserve everything. I'm just tripping off the fact that you got a whole generation of young men that's coming up now that they kind of think that's the way it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? They don't understand the whole 50-50 thing. It's like, I want my hair done. I want my nails done. I'm going to buy it for you. I'm going to do it for you. And the worst song ever is, I'll buy your clothes, I'll cook your dinner, I'll pay your rent as soon as I get home from work.
Right.
That is the worst song ever. And it started the whole decline of the brothers out there that don't believe in that whole mind state of that bull.
Most definitely. Who was that?
Baby
song. Baby Face.
Babyface. Babyface is the one that got everybody thinking that you supposed to sit up there and cook dinner, iron clothes, clean the house up, and she sit down. I mean, it goes back to another show, the demasculation of the man.
That's right.
A lot of dudes are getting caught up in that feminine thought process. Why? What makes a woman think that she deserves to be treated like a queen and you ain't doing nothing to deserve that? You got to be
hesitant
to do that.
I'm going to tell you like this, man. 2011, I'm a new guy. You know what I'm saying? New Year rolled around. I roll over out the bed a new guy. Now, I put my shoes on different because I'm a new guy now. You know what I'm saying? If you don't show me that you want me or show me the attention that I show you or you show me more attention than I show you, it's not going in. I'm not even going to give you, like, a bottle of water. I mean, I'm not doing it no more. I'm tired. You know, I've been breaking my neck, you know, losing sleep. You know, my hair ain't growing like it used to. I used to have a whole bunch of waves in my head, but they gone now. I'm not doing it no more. It's time for you to show me something. Show me that you want to be with me, man. And then I'll give you those things again. You know, I'll treat you like a queen if you treat me like I'm a king. You know, show me that I don't have to compete with no other guy out there. You know what I'm saying? Because basically what you're doing is when you're not, you know, giving anything back, that means another guy can come in and do the same thing that guy's doing. That's basically what it is.
Yep.
So, where are all our women at? Now, I want y'all to, you know, express y'all the thing. You know, us guys been talking for a while. We see you on the line. You know, press one. You know, we got, hey, look, I see you out there, press one. You know, we're not going to hound you. We're not going to get on the internet like that. We just want to hear your opinion.
I think it's probably going to be one of those days, man, where we just going to have to bring it and bring it hard, make them want to talk. Because right now, I don't even care. It ain't no issue right now. Because I'm going to tell you like this. The things that you do, just like we're going to talk about it, the things that they do that makes them think that they can handle us in a kind of way.
Right.
Just because the sex is good in the bedroom, you think I'm supposed to wake up and cook you some eggs. No. You may say I'm a chauvinist. I don't care. But at the end of the day, you're supposed to do your womanly duty.
That's
now,
right.
I don't believe you're supposed to be in the house barefoot, butt naked, and pregnant. I don't believe that. But at the same time, get your butt up and do what you're supposed to do for me. I'm the king. Matter of fact, treat me like a king. Feed me. Do something.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Shouts out to our man Dunn Calypso over there, man. He just popping in, doing his drive-by, stop by and say hello.
Most definitely.
Yeah. But what are things that you notice as far as relationships, Al, that are key signs of showing that you have a lazy woman? You know what I'm saying? Or that woman is going to be that type of woman that thinks that she's supposed to be pampered, overly pampered. What are some, I mean, you know, I haven't been out in the dating world in a long time. I don't know. I want to ask Nick this. I want to ask Jen this, but they ain't here.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Some of the things, and some of our single people that's on the phone line right now or in the web chat, what are some of the things and signs that you noticed that this is a person that might want to have the world but ain't giving me nothing back in return? What are some of the signs that you know? Put it up on the chat. Yeah.
Now, it's hard for me to say because, you know, my criteria as far as me dating a woman is like trying to pass the ACT test with a 36. You know, so, I mean, I would think, from my observation of seeing other people's women, you know, if I come in and your feet kicked up and your bathroom dirty, come on, man.
Oh,
Or if I'm at your house and then you got dishes in the sink and then you got clothes on the floor that I can see upstairs, come on, man. No. Of course. But you got your nails done and your hair done. And you got on some brand new Jessica Simpson, you know, high heel shoe that you just bought, well, that he just bought yesterday.
So is a definite sign of a woman that's probably going to be one of those chicks that's like, you're going to buy me everything I want?
That's right, and I ain't doing nothing at the house. I just want your debit card or credit card, and yeah, them guys. then like another sign, if you come into somebody's house and there's a bunch of females over there just talking and then they ain't doing nothing, you know, constructive with their life during work hours, like times in which people normally work,
right,
like 1:30 or 2 in the evening, yeah, you know what the problem. You know what the problem.
Well, what about, let's talk about the bedroom, man. Let's talk about this bedroom situation.
Mm.
These girls that can super head or super tail. Think about those type chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Just
because
they good there, they think they supposed to get their rent paid or their hair done, or you supposed to throw them, break them off all kind of money. What do you think about those type chicks?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Let's just put it forward like it is. What that actually is what?
Oh.
That's right. That's exactly what it is. No matter how you look at it or how you try to break it down into the simplest form, that's what it is. You know? Because you can do that, like I said earlier, you can do the same thing to another guy and get the same thing out of three other guys.
There ain't nothing special about that.
That's
There's
right.
nothing special about it. Let's keep it real. You know? But at the same time, you ain't doing nothing special.
At all.
But have you ever experienced someone like that, man? You know, where they just did something that was like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Did you ever want to pay a bill?
Oh yeah, most definitely, man. I got sick a couple years back. And, you know, this lady, I mean, she took care of me like 100%, man. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, she even went to the doctor visits with me and, you know, she cleaned me up, you know, fed me, you know, gave me my medicine. I mean, it wasn't no way I would not do anything for her, man.
I'm talking about a chick that did something in the bedroom that made you want to pay a bill.
Look, man, you know, you're gonna run across.
If you don't
want
to answer, you ain't gotta answer, man.
I wish our man Nick D was here. You know, he probably would have answered that greatly for us or whatever.
Well, you can answer in an indirect way. I mean, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Don't be embarrassed.
I'm gonna save you.
We got a caller right here. Hold up.
Okay.
Caller 662. You're live on the Middleman Talk Show. What's going on?
What's going on, Middleman?
Hey, what's up, bro?
What's up?
Dan,
what's
Happy
up, man?
Happy New Year to you, man.
Happy New Year. Well, guess what, Al? I'm going to say what you scared to say. Have I ever had a woman that put it on me so good in the bedroom the way I wanted to pay a bill? I quote this. Well, I wanted to pay a bill, not that I did. Yes, I've had a few of them. Every now and then, you'll run across them ones that put it on you now. I ain't gonna lie. But my whole mentality on that man was women feel like it's because sexually elite. If I would say that, I don't care how good somebody's sex is or how good they look, because guys sit up there and give women their money and take care of them all that just because of sex. Those type of guys have low self-esteem to me. And the way I look at that is, you feel like it is nothing else attractive about yourself as a man but your money to this woman.
True that.
Ain't no woman finna make me feel like, you know what I'm saying, I'm not worth laying down. But basically what a woman telling you is, when she wants you to give her money for sex, basically what she's telling you is, nigga, you ain't worth laying down with.
True that.
Ain't no woman finna make me feel like this. But I feel like I'm worth laying down with just like this. She feel like she worth laying down with.
One thing, Gerard, man, I want to ask you, man, and I'm glad you did call in, because, you know, I always wonder this right here. When you're dealing with a woman like that, is that a short-term type situation, or did you try to make it, you know, do brother try to keep that going because of what she can do in the bedroom?
A lot of guys, man, I'm going to say this. I've seen a lot of guys that try to keep that going, man, because of the sexual excitement. It ain't got nothing to do with the woman, right, because you don't even know her.
Yeah.
A lot of guys will try to keep that going. But me personally, that'll be a one or maybe two time thing. You know what I'm saying? Because if she that good, I'm gonna get her the hell out of my house before I do pay a bill.
Well, if you out there on the phone line, web chat, Facebook, however you listening to us, you can dial 718-508-9972. The lines are open. Our web chat, hey, we got people over there. Shouts out to Riding Dirty. Oh, we got a couple of guests that popped in and out. Still shouts out to our man, Black Man, at 7. But if you guys have anything you want to add into this conversation, press that number 1. Go ahead, let's go and get up in here, because we need some grown folks over here talking right now.
That's right.
I know some of you
That's
guys
right.
have dealt with women that feel like she looks good enough. And you know what I'm talking about, that Barbie doll, that whole queen type mentality where she feels like, just because my face is pretty, you know, these guys don't do everything for me. You see her just lounging, like Al said, feet up, ain't doing nothing. What makes a woman think they deserve it? And matter of fact, if you're a woman out there, you've seen some guys like that, press that number 1. Let's get in this conversation. What makes a person feel that they think they can deserve what you give them and they offering nothing back? What makes them think that?
There's a bunch of them out there. You see it on TV every day. Every day.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of, you know, another thing I want to point out, too, is some of these reality TV shows like the, like, me, I don't like the, what's the, Housewives shows, the Atlanta Housewives and all them Housewives shows.
Yeah.
Because to me, man, I mean, that's another thing, you know, that I call, you know, that we were talking about earlier, you know, as far as how they were just sitting around, ain't doing nothing, just getting their hair done all day, spending money, spending, you know, their husband hard-on money, not really just doing anything. They just look good. You know, they just for show. They ain't really giving nothing back, but embarrassing me on live TV. Stuff like that, I don't agree with.
I don't understand. I don't know if it's overconfidence, cockiness. I don't know what it is. What makes a person feel that, you know, how I act and how I portray myself is worthy. You're really not worthy of how I act and how I portray myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen women like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They sit up there and act like, at the end of the day, whatever you say, you're going to do what I say, just because I am what I am.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. No, sir. No, sir.
And just because, you know, just because you can tell me out the bedroom, that don't mean, you know, if I get hungry, you know, the only thing you can fix me is bologna. No, I don't want that. You know, I want some black-eyed peas and cornbread. You know what I'm saying? With some baked chicken on the side, too. I want that. You know, so that, you know, I mean, that criteria, man, probably ain't even going to make it through my front door. I'm sorry.
All right, what's some of the things, man, and me personally, I know you have a list, and we've done a list before of certain things that we would kick a woman out the house as quick as they could come in. What are some of the things that would make you make a woman be like, hey, this ain't working, you got to go?
What are some things that I would kick a woman out for?
Yeah.
If you ain't educated, if you can't tell me what happened on CNN yesterday, or if you, I mean, look, man, you know, my criteria is very difficult right now. I mean, you know, like I said, you know, if you can't make a 36 on the ACT, you probably ain't going to make it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's just how I feel right now, you know, for my criteria. But, you know, if you come through, man, and you know, you don't have no type of class about yourself, you don't have no ambition about yourself,
right?
What you can bring to the table to help me get better, you know, and also if you're not including me in your life, as far as, you know, I mean, if we at that level in the relationship, but as far as you including me with your, like your family business, like meeting your folks or going out with your friends, like, if I don't know your friends, that means that you're ashamed of me. If I don't know your mom, that means you're ashamed of me, too. That means you have not even spoken my name to them. You know, I'm just another guy that, you know, you come see and my name is in your scroll log on your phone. You know, that's how I look at it. I'm just, you know, I'm just a friend. You know, I'm not trying to be your friend.
Well, you know what, man? I think this next song I'm about to play right here, man,
is, it sums up everything, man. I think it's some women out there, and this song right here is going to fit everything we just said. And this is what can happen to a brother if he let this happen to her. This Bill Withers right here. Y'all check this out. Blog Talk Radio, The Middleman.
Always come through with some songs on it.
Man, what you talking about? What you talking about? What?
Yeah, I wonder if he actually had a team of people that helped him write, or did he just really just wrote all them songs by himself, man?
I don't know. I think he probably did wrote them. So I mean, but you know, like these singers nowadays, man, they really can't express themselves. Only thing they want to tell a girl is go in the bedroom, pull your clothes off, let's have sex right now. Back in the day, man, brother tell you about all their problems. Because you know what? Think about that song he just said, man. What? How many dudes have been around, you know what I'm saying? They chick, you know, she think like the show, you know, she thinks she got it like that. She gets you around a lot of people and act real rude or, you know, she use them up, man. I mean, that's why, hey, man, we putting it down for these records today, man.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. My friends told me, you ain't no good. You ain't no good. Should let you go as soon as I saw you. Damn.
Yeah. Hey.
Trout mouth here.
I know we have some people that just joined into the Middleman Show. We want to appreciate you all for listening. You are tuning in to the best show on Blog Talk. And we are talking about what makes you think you deserve all this. And we are aiming at our women, our black women who say they can't find a good man out there. But you ain't bringing them to the table to help you find a good man out there.
Hey, so, speaking of women, where's Marva?
Whew. Her and
yeah,
her
Marvin,
friend.
Marvin was talking. Noah earlier this week.
Man, there was a lot of women, females. I'm disappointed right now because I think Jan probably pulled everybody back just to sabotage us today. There's supposed to have been so many women calling in today that's supposed to have been able to hold it down for them today on the things we're going to talk about. Without a woman's perspective, it's not going to make sense today. I'm not digging
it. I know we
that.
Have some female listeners on the line out there.
I know we do.
Yeah.
Hey,
I ain't gonna beg you.
No, we ain't.
I see you in traffic,
no.
I will run you over.
Yeah. I'm not, this year, no begging coming out of my mouth, man. I ain't begging nobody.
Man, let's talk about these so-called princess / queen. I'm a queen. Treat me like a queen. Treat me like a queen. Let's talk about them.
Let's do it.
Matter of fact.
Let's do it.
I'm gonna tell you like this. You know you ain't hitting on nothing. You know you ain't hitting on nothing. I'm a princess. I'm a queen. What fuck? You know what I'm saying? You don't know how to treat a man if you had a man.
That's right.
Sit up there and listen to your friends all day to sit up there and talk about people that ain't got a man. And you gonna
preach.
Be without a man, but you a queen. You a prince.
Preach.
What you all hitting on? Nothing.
Preach.
That's why half of black women out here are single right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to act like you're something that you are not.
Preach.
I don't care if you was the beauty of the week, the BET beauty of the week, the Jet magazine beauty of the week, or whatever beauty of the week you think it is, you ain't hitting on nothing because you don't know how to treat yourself.
That's right, man.
I mean, it's fair, man.
You know, those type females, you know what I'm saying, they think they walk on air, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They think they, you know, they above ground and, you know, regular guys can't holler at them. You know, a garbage man, you know, won't even give a garbage man the time of the day, and that man may blow your mind. This conversation may take you overboard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he might be a millionaire. He just want a job, you know what I'm saying, so he can be a regular guy.
Acting like your thing is platinum.
That's right.
Acting like what you got down there is just so platinum. Like it's a ATM, a cash machine, cash cow.
Right.
But the only
right.
thing you want from us is money. You ain't trying to spend no time with a brother. You ain't trying to do nothing.
Nothing right. at all. And you say you want a good man, but in reality, what are you? You ain't no good woman. You know, you say you this, this, and that, but pretty much those attributes that you're talking about is your looks. What else can you do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you go in there and cook me some cornbread without it falling or burning? Can you do that for me? Can you please do that for me? You know,
something to think of, too, man. Just like, you know, we mentioned earlier, man, a lot of these girls got these fathers, man, that you know, I'm a father. Keep it real. You know what I'm saying? I treat my child, my daughter, how to react and act to a man. But don't sit up there and act like, you know, I rule and run you. Now, I got another partner, man. I mean, dude, his child is like 3 years old, and she runs him to the ground. Now,
right.
imagine what that's going to be like when she get older and then get out there to talk to other men. Just like
right.
one of the guys in our previous show, we were talking about feminism. The single mothers out here that's raising these boys, they the future terror of somebody else's child.
That's right.
That's the same thing to say about these little girls out here that's getting raised up like that. Ain't hitting on nothing.
Nothing
ain't
at
nothing
all.
Wrong with self-confidence. There's nothing wrong with loving yourself and all that like that. But when you put that nastiness of your attitude, your funky, funky attitude on somebody else, cross the line.
Mm-hmm.
Cross the line. Actually, man, what in your opinion, what is a real queen,
dude? A real queen to me is a supportive, loving, warming type black woman. You know, she loves to be around, you know, her mate or her spouse or her husband. You know,
yeah.
she's not afraid to express her feelings. She's not afraid to tell him that she really loves him. You know, she supports him in every endeavor, and they support each other. They
right.
work together. You know, she helps him. He helps her. You know, she corrects him when he's wrong. Let him know when he's wrong. And try to help him when he's wrong instead of belittling him. You know, she gives herself to him as far as emotionally, you know, physically and mentally and spiritually. You know, a black man needs that. That's what made our, you know, ancestors stronger back in the day.
Right.
So we kind of got away from that now. You know,
right.
Pretty much everybody is all about themselves instead of being about us. Because how
very
true. We as a people when we're not thinking about us. You know, you're thinking about me. You know, or I. You know, and that's a real black woman to me. You know, and also, you know, I don't want no fake black woman. You know, I don't want no European looking black woman either. I don't want your hair bouncier than Jessica Simpson. I don't want that. I mean, it's cool. It's all right. You know, you look nice with it. But be you. You know, so don't be what you see on TV. No, have original style. And show that you're, show your man that you're original. You know, show off to him. Instead of trying to, you know, I got a man, but I want to impress all these other guys outside my man, too. It ain't about that. You know what I'm saying? If you with your man, be with your man. Be with me. Show me.
Okay.
Because 9 times out of 10, that guy, he going to know something. You know what I'm saying? If a guy really up on this game, he going to know what that woman ain't, right?
Exactly.
He going to know.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, man, if you doing what you're supposed to do, you go to work, you bringing the money home, you know what I'm saying? You showing respect. You're not out in the street all night. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You give good quality time with her. Also, along, you give good time with your boys and your homeboys. You know, your time is divided right. You know what I'm saying? You ain't out there messing around with every woman. You know what I'm saying? You deserve to be treated in the proper manner.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? If a woman can respect you, you know, that's what it is. Hey, shout
right.
out to our man Grown Game, man. Welcome to the chat room there. Pimpin'. But, hey, man, I'm just saying, though, it's a lot of people on the line, a lot of people on the web chat. What do y'all think about it? You know, the lines are open. You can press that number one. Or if you're on the internet and you're listening, if you want to call in, the lines are open, 718-508-9972. You know, have
right.
you ever been that person where the person in the relationship with you, man, they just taking advantage of you? They think that they deserve to be treated right and ain't doing right. They deserve for you to spend all
there
your money
is a difference.
And ain't spending
right.
none of their money on you. They deserve
that's
all
right.
your time and they ain't spending no time with you. And it's for the females too. You got a boyfriend that ain't never at home. You got one that go out for 2 weeks and then come back 2 weeks later. Call in. Talk to it.
Yep. Let us know, man. Let us know.
Because there are a lot of people
man.
Out there going through this right now, man.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
as we said, man, it's an epidemic. I don't care what nobody say. How you going to have more single black women than black men? I don't care about how many brothers in jail.
And there are a lot of eligible bachelors out there, ladies. There are a lot of them out there. You just got to know how to get them. Just got to know how to get them, man. You know, maybe your criteria need to be changed. Or maybe your attitude needs to be changed.
Yeah.
You know? Or maybe you're looking in the wrong direction. You know, if you're looking for the guy, there are some good thugs out there. I'm not putting down no thuggish looking type guy. You know, there are some good thugs out there.
Right.
But if you with somebody, man, he beating your butt, but then, like, you calling this dude who really want to be with you, who's consoling you, and who's been trying to be with you for years, and you'll never give him the time of the day, you're missing out.
Yep. It's your fault.
Yeah.
Your fault.
Put yourself in that predicament. So,
don't get us wrong now. We ain't kicking you in the dirt and stomping on your head today. But at the same time, we want to let you know, hey, if you ain't right, you ain't right. I'm going to call you out on it. And it, like I said earlier, if this brick is thrown in the crowd and you holler first, it might be you. I know there's a lot of people jumping on and off, man. Maybe we hurting some feelings today.
Hey, we probably, you know what I'm saying, hitting them in the gut, you know what I'm saying, because it's true.
I don't know. Matter of fact, we're going to talk about our co-hosts right now. Both our co-hosts. What makes them to think they deserve all this that we doing? Missing in action. I'm seeing. I'm in Alabama.
Right.
Vegas.
They got their own show coming up too. Then we get a call for them too, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
But check this out, man. I got another song, man. I think I'm batting 100 today on these songs, man. I'm thinking I'm batting 100 on these songs. This is by our man, Diddy. I think it's appropriate again. How can I love you more than I love myself? There's a lot of people out there doing it.
Yep.
Never do that. If you're just catching in on the Middleman Show earlier, we talked about a couple of things, and I played a couple of songs. You know, we got a little Bill Weather in there, Use Me Up, and Betty Everett, You're No Good. It's a lot of no good people out here, men and women. And
yep.
Now we're going to go into this whole loving you no more. You know, we're not trying to base ourselves like a regular radio show. We want to put some things in there. The words and lyrics do have meaning, people. Just because you're in a generation now that the words of these songs today have no meaning, we want to show you that these words to these songs do have some type of significance to it. So make sure you pay attention to the words. You listen to the Middleman Talk Show on Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Y'all check us out.
So hard to breathe, they say that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than a hurt beat from love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for, ain't can make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
Yeah, some chicks are those chicks that just sit over there and never find a man because
you suck.
And that was a harsh way of putting it, but it's the truth,
care.
Man. You suck.
Yes, sir.
So, hey, we had a great show today. I'm going to do a recap. You know, we talked about, of course, the title of the show, What Makes You Think You Deserve All of This, and we were talking about women today. Now, we may do a show about men, I don't know, but we were specifically talking about women today. So, of course, in a relationship, just because you look a certain way, your status meet a certain criteria, or you do certain things to please your partner, such as fixing him a bologna sandwich or making some good Kool-Aid. You know, what makes you think you deserve all the stuff that you are getting out of the relationship when you're not putting nothing back into the relationship? And some of the questions in which we identified on the show is, why do some women feel like just because they give a man sex, they don't have to bring anything to the relationship? You know, also, if you do bedroom tricks, why do you feel like that opts you out of having to have other attributes such as cooking, cleaning, and having a J-O-B? And also, why do some women with the I am a princess queen syndrome, you know, should we blame them for that attitude, or should we blame their fathers for them having that attitude? And also, you know, what makes a real queen? You know, what is a real queen and why? So, ladies, didn't hear from you all today. I know we're going to get a lot of responses on Facebook. Y'all going to go back and download the show. Y'all going to send us messages like, I wish I could have called in. I wish I could have made this comment. It's too late. Now, we may do another show on this particular topic. So come prepared next time. Set your stopwatch. Set your alarm on your phone or something. I don't know. If you got an alarm clock in your house, I don't have a clock in my house because I got a cell phone, but if you got a clock in your house, it's your room with your clock. You know, you're following us on Twitter. You're following us on Facebook. You get the update.
Yeah.
I don't like excuses. Excuses are tools of incompetence built on monuments of nothingness.
Hey, man, we got Jerron, man. I think he want to go ahead and get another comment in. And also to add what Al just said, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, sign up for a profile. It don't cost you anything. Click the follow button on our Blog Talk page, and you can put your cell phone number in. Nobody's going to call you. You can put it in, and you can get an alert every time our show is scheduled. Every time. You can get that alert. But let's bring Jerron in and see what this brother got to say.
All right.
Jerron, what's up, man?
Not much, man. I've been just listening to the show, man, and I just want to add one thing about, like, how the relationships are going these days, man. It's like, well, what everybody got to understand is, and I don't try to just single out African-American women, but I mean, the shoe fit where...
Women in general,
you know what I'm saying? Women in general, but y'all got to understand, a lot of women are takers. That's what we call them, takers. Women that think like that right there, what y'all saying, they are called takers. They ain't got nothing to give, nothing to offer, they're nothing but takers. They come into the relationship with arrogant, selfish personalities. It's all about them.
Yep. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of you have to hear women say to come in, I wish I had somebody that could do this for me, do that for me, do this for me, or I wish somebody could find somebody that loved me and love me. Guess what? Those are arrogant statements right there already. How about saying this right here? You looking for somebody that you can love, that you can try to do for, you can be this person for. Instead of going into the relationship, you know what I'm saying, selfishly, saying selfish comments, you know, the only thing you can be in this world is somebody else can love. You know what I'm saying? And saying you can be a person to show somebody love. You can't make nobody love you. Instead of going in a relationship, you know what I'm saying, with a selfish attitude, try going to the relationship giving instead of wanting to take all the time. Because one thing about a man, and I'm pretty sure you guys can vouch for this, one thing about a man, 9 times out of 10, if he's a good man and he sees that this woman willing to give him, oh man, he's willing to open up to her. Because when he feels like he ain't going to be used.
Very true. Well, Jerron, okay, man, we appreciate that comment. We agree. We wish we can further on about that. I think, well, we got a couple of minutes left on this show right here. We're not going an hour and 30 today, people. We're just going an hour. But, man, make sure you tune in. Tell other folks, man. Great comment, Brother Jerron.
I got another comment off of the chat board from Grown Game. He posed a question. Why every time when a man disagree with the woman, he is labeled a male chauvinist pig by the woman. We may have to do a show on that level in another show. Grown Game, thanks for that particular question right there. We definitely going to let you know when we add that to the show. But most definitely, if we had some women on the show, they probably would have answered that question for us. I hope so.
Well, how about this, man? This is Knucklehead ain't here, man. Let's go ahead and run this talk of the town right quick. This Bob, man, Nicky. We pulled this up while he was, we're on the way yet right now. But this Nicky, talk of the town.
What's up, world? This is your man, Nick Eden, and I'm here with the talk of the town. Wesley Snipes.
Convict.
After 2 long years of a battle with the system, Wesley Snipes finally accepted that he cannot fight it and surrendered to the McKean Federal Correctional Institution in Lewis Run, Pennsylvania. He is serving a 3-year sentence for not paying his taxes. Wesley, a prison inmate number 4335-018, was sentenced in 2008 for 3 counts.
All right, we're going to have to cut that short right there, man. That one ain't even right. You know what?
We're going to body slam Nick, man.
Like, outside the head, man. It's all good. But, hey, man, y'all tune in next week, man. We're going to have a great show, great topic. It will be coming up tonight. Y'all make sure y'all tune in to the Middleman Talk Show. Tell everybody. Tell your mom, your cousin, imaginary cousin. Hey, appreciate and shouts out to the kid, Grown Game, Ryan Dirty Radio, Go Celtics. The Celtics will be the champions this year. If you didn't know, now you know.
Most definitely, man.
Here we go.
The middleman shouted, Beat Chris shouted. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out. Take a minute. Shout in and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world. You destined to earn some. Linda, yeah, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out this master plan to put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't get you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand. Stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man because he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in. Go live 6 p.m. blogtalkradio.com. The middle me. Hey. What's happening, the middleman? Hey, what's happening, the middleman? Hey, what's happening? BlogTalkRadio.com, the middleman.
Hey, we're going to get this right here to Nick Eaton and Jim.
Hey, you
suck!
All right.
This right here. Goes to you again. Hey, man, thank y'all for tuning in again. This is the Middleman Talk Show. We're on every Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Central. Hey, whatever your time zone is, we are here. And we want you to tune in and join with us. Thank you.
For those who all just joined in to the show, you can go back and re-listen to this particular show. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/The Middleman, and you will see the player to the right side of the page. Just click the play button, and this show will be available so you can download it, you can listen to it, or whatever you want to do. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell 10 more friends about The Middleman Show. And also follow us on Twitter at The Middleman Al. That's The Middleman Al and The Middleman KG. So hit us up if you have any questions. Also, if you're on Facebook, join our Facebook page. The Middleman Talk Show. Join the show. Join us. Follow the middleman. Let's spread the word.
Hey, thanks to our man Gerard, too, man. Appreciate Gerard for having something to say today.
More
and
different.
Grown Game and the kid and our man Vic XL. Appreciate it. And we are out.